Hey there, everyone, and welcome back to You and Talk. I'm your host, Elena Scheffler, and we have a great episode planned for you guys today. After our last episode on Black Lives Matter with a local organizer, we've been doing a lot of research on how information gets spread to the public and how the press operates in the new digital age. Big media outlets are increasingly polarized and biased as the discourse surrounding how to be fair and balanced becomes more complex, and more local news sources seem to be disappearing from the public's focus because of all the crazy things happening in 2020. So let's just go ahead and jump right in. Today's guest is the editor-in-chief of North Texas Daily, an entirely student-run newspaper here at the University of North Texas. Sitting with us today is Spencer Kane. Spencer, welcome to You and Talk.
Hello, thank you for having me.
We are so glad to have you here because I know you're a good friend of our executive producer, Delaney, and also part of the film department here at UNT.
Yes, I am. I've known Delaney since, I think, my sophomore year, I believe is when it was. We took a screenwriting class together and we became close friends after that. And yes, I am a media arts major as well with a focus in critical analysis. So
oh, cool.
I've got that well, yeah.
So what got you interested in journalism?
So I think I would say it was near my junior, senior year of high school. I think that I had been working on my yearbook for since junior high, actually. And while I was working on the yearbook in high school, I was in charge of running the this thing we called the World Beat. So it was basically just news around the U.S., entertainment around the U.S., things that happened in the world during that year. And so it made me do a lot of research about events that happened, you know, entertainment, cultural things that happened during that year. And I looked at it through there as kind of something that, you know, really piqued my interest, just you know, being able to, you know, tap into what was happening in the world. I think that really spearheaded my interest in the industry as a whole.
Yeah, that's really interesting. So what made you choose UNT and why media arts?
So my main thing going into college was I wanted to find a school that had a film department and a good journalism department. I looked at some other places before UNT, but they either only had one or they had neither of them. So it was either only go for one or, you know, not go to that school at all. And then I stumbled upon UNT and it turned out that they had not only a great film department, but, you know, a nationally recognized award-winning journalism department. And, you know, it was all just history from there, I guess, that, you know, they had both, so I figured, you know, might as well.
So are you double majoring? Or just one?
Yeah, I'm majoring in media arts, but I'm getting a minor in journalism.
Okay, awesome. So was there a moment in history that really impacted you and made you kind of reconsider how you view the media?
Yeah, I would say so. This sounds, you know, maybe like a cliche answer, but in 2016 was when I really, you know, honed in on what the media industry was, what journalism was, just because of, you know, how it was being talked about, how it was being discredited at every turn. It just so happened that that year was the year that I got really interested in it. And then, you know, of course, with the 2016 presidential election, it just made me do more research into what it was, what they did. And then, you know, that piqued my interest as well. And, you know, hopefully being able to get into that industry as a whole.
Yeah, that's really cool. I think that was a turning point for a lot of us, regardless of if it was based on the election or if it was just really taking a look at our country and being like, okay.
Yeah.
So in the current Trump presidential administration, there's been a lot of distrust in the media and alliances pledged to certain outlets and political platforms. So how does this affect NT Daily and you?
Yeah, so even though, you know, I'm not part of a big, you know, media outlet, I'm not part of, you know, one of the major ones, you know, I'm still feeling it the rest of my staff is still feeling like the implications and, you know, effects of what that administration did to the industry. It goes without saying how, you know, how dangerous it possibly could be, you know, for lack of a better word, maybe here and there. But even at a student publication that's, you know, in a university, we're already feeling the effects of what this distrust does to, you know, major media outlets. So, you know, looking back on how, you know, if you're looking back into that as a student publication and you're already feeling that already, you know, I think there's some really big issues there if that's already happening.
So do you think that the distrust was the main thing to come from the administration? Because you mentioned that its effect on the administration as a whole, not administration, journalism as a whole. Is there anything else you think has come from that?
I feel like the main thing here is that distrust. You know, if you have a person in the highest position in the world, you know, constantly discrediting one industry over another, constantly trying to put it down every chance that that person gets, then, I hate to say it. I hate that it's the truth, but it's really just the distrust that has stemmed from the words and all the things that have been said about it.
So is this, have you had any experiences with this distrust at NT Daily?
You know, there's stuff here and there where I'm sure if anybody has looked at our Facebook comments or anything like that, just how people choose to respond to some of the things that we put out, it very much echoes those kind of same sentiments. So yeah, I would say there's been plenty of things that, you know, tie directly into that at the university level.
So while we're on the subject of the media, how do you feel about that phrase as a member of the media?
Well, I don't like the phrase. I don't like the term. The media is a broad sentiment. It's a broad word. It's a broad statement. You can't use that word because the industry is so vast, so different, so unique. I think using that term to try to call it that, to try to name it that, is just disingenuous to the industry as a whole. Yeah. Media can span from all different types of things, you know, whether that be news, sports, opinion writing, you know, features. And then that goes into all the different kinds of, you know, outlets and different types of organizations that run these kind of stories. Like, so when somebody says the media, which one are you referring to? You know, it's like, you can't put it all in one by that word because it's just, they're not the same. Like, it's just not the same.
Well, I think it's really interesting the negative connotation that the media has kind of developed really from the Trump administration. I don't think we heard much of, oh, the big bag media before that, which I think is really interesting. So with that in the media comes fake news and misinformation. How do you at NT Daily combat misinformation? Like how do you check your sources? Like, where do you go?
Yeah, well, what we do for misinformation and things like that is, you know, from the home field, how we're operating things, we always make sure that we know exactly who we're talking to, who this person is, what they're doing, you know, what they're involved in, if they're an actual credible source to be interviewed for, you know, whatever story it may be. And as well, you know, kind of tying in with that, to combat misinformation, we always want to make sure that we have the most, you know, reliable, fact-based, true informational stories that we can use to combat those different types of misinformation. We always want to make sure that we aren't contributing to it, but we are, you know, we're diminishing misinformation so we can know that our readers will have actual fact-based stories that they can look into and know that they can trust.
Yeah, that's a good one. So what does a day look like for you at NT Daily as the editor?
Yeah, so I can kind of break down how we do it. Tuesdays are our print night, so that's when the editors, including myself, all will get together. Of course, we've been doing it over Zoom recently, this semester, unfortunately, but that means we all get together. The designers will edit their pages, design the pages. The section editors will edit the stories, and then the designers will put those stories on the pages. And then my job, to kind of go back to what the day in the life of me, what I will do is make sure that all of the stories, I'll look through them to make sure that they're properly edited, have all the right information, have everything make sure is, you know, spelled right, attributed right, things like that. And of course, I'll make sure, the design is right as well. And then after I look at that, I will give basically the final approval that each page needs before it goes off to print.
Awesome. So how long did it take you to become editor, and how did you get there?
Yeah. So my progression, I guess I would say, in the daily is I started in the fall semester of my freshman year. So it was my first semester at UNT. I started as an opinion writer and as a dose writer, which is our entertainment section. And I did that for 4 semesters. I was a writer. And then after I was a writer, I believe it was 2019. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's correct. 2019. And I was the opinion editor for 2 semesters. And then after that, I applied for EIC. And I thought, now seems like the perfect time to do it. I have a lot of different ideas. I have a lot of different philosophies I'd like to enact at the daily. I love this paper, and I know that I have many different things that I want to do with it. So I thought, well, this might as well be the right time to do it. So
what do you hope to accomplish at NT Daily before you graduate?
Yeah, so my main philosophy throughout my entire time as EIC and even as a section editor was just open communication for everybody. I want anybody and everybody to be able to come up to me with a comment, complaint, concern, whatever it may be, whether that be about somebody else, whether that be about me. I just want everybody else to feel comfortable coming up to me and expressing whatever they feel they need to, so we can have an open dialogue about it and make sure that we can figure something out if, there's an issue that needs to be figured out.
Has that been working? Do you think the communication has been better?
Yeah, I think it actually has. I think, presenting that as an option to everybody kind of opens the door to be like, well, if something does come up, I know who to go to. I don't have to sit here with my thought. I don't have to sit here with my complaint or concern. I can just openly come to this person and, hopefully things can be figured out in a right manner.
Yeah, that's awesome. So do you have an issue of NT Daily, like over your entire time with them, that is your personal favorite?
I have quite a few. recently, I would say this election one that we just did, which was last week, I think has been one of, if not my absolute favorite paper we've ever done in the entire time I've been here. I think it's just, a perfect front cover design. We have all the different news stories in the news section about each election. And then on top of that, we still had amazing features. We still had, great sports stories and amazing opinion articles as well. So it was just, everything fell right in line the way it needed to be. And I think it's just, one of the best issues we've ever
done.
That's
awesome. So I'm sure with the election, things were super crazy. Mm-hmm. So what was that like for you and everyone at NT Daily? Like, how busy were you? What were you doing?
So yeah, it was definitely crazy. That Tuesday, it was me, a couple of my other section editors. We were in the newsroom till about 2:30 a.m.
Oh my God.
And yeah, we had a Zoom call going with some of our news writers. So my news editor and myself would be like, okay, this just got called, this just happened, let's make sure that's in this story, let's make sure that's in this story. And then my social media manager was there as well. So anytime a state was called, we would shout out to him, get this tweet out really quick. They just called the state, add it to our thread. So it was just kind of, every little thing going on here and there, just making sure that we had all the information out, we had all the information correct. And yeah, we were there till 2:30, like I said. So I think that we did a really good job getting everything out.
Yeah, and how with Nevada and Georgia, the ones that just took forever, like
Oh my gosh, it was
I mean, we were all frustrated. I can't imagine how y'all were feeling.
it was just crazy. Like, we were hoping and praying that we would be able to declare the winner on our front cover, because we have to send that in on Wednesday by noon. So we were like, God, please just let them call the winner so we can put it on our front cover. But unfortunately, like we all know, that did not happen. So we had to go through about 4 to 5 different cover designs, different ideas that we wanted to do simply because of those states. It was just crazy waiting for them.
Oh yeah, I can't im I mean, I remember reloading the election map on my laptop constantly, and I wasn't even trying to write about it. I just took pictures. So so do you ever cover like Denton news, and like, what do you think you do more of? Would you say like big news or more local news?
I think just on a regular day-to-day basis and weekly basis, we do more of Denton and UNT things. Of course, we have these exceptions where there's just, huge stories that we have to cover. It feels like we have an obligation to cover, like the president.
So I want to take it back just a little bit. So we talked about how you're a film major. So I want to get into that a little bit more, because I think you have an interesting perspective being in the news and the entertainment side. So do you think that they're important for each other to kind of work together, entertainment and
Yeah,
news?
I absolutely think that they should go hand in hand together. Of course, there needs to be some levels of distinction between the two, just because, news isn't always entertaining. It can't always be entertaining. There needs to be some barriers between the two in terms of what's being covered and how it's being covered. But I also think that when they come together, when it happens to, they happen to blend into one another, it makes for perfect stories. It makes for amazing things. Yeah, and whether that be news outlets covering entertainment things or entertainment outlets covering news things in terms of film and TV, I think it works out so well when it's done right. Yep, I
I
love
thought that
it.
was great. So our executive producer Delaney tells me that you want to be a film critic. So tell us a little about that and how you plan on doing journalism and that.
Yeah, for sure. I kind of knew that I wanted to be a film critic or an entertainment journalist pretty early on. I was writing, reviews in elementary school, junior high. Of course, they
Oh,
weren't very
that's
good because, I barely knew anything that I was saying. But I think that I knew that that's what I wanted to do from a very young age. So being able to, continue to work on that, help flourish that into, a hopeful career after I graduate is something that's been, very gratifying to me. It's something that I love writing about, something that I love talking about. So being able to hopefully have an outlet to express all of those things is definitely a
So,
hope
in
for me.
your professional opinion, do you think that the press has the power to influence the kind of movies that are made? Like, do you think they have the power to kind of determine what's going to be in theaters?
Yeah, I definitely think so. The press has a certain way of doing some things. where even just, you know, simple things as reporting on a box office return of a movie can have, you know, immense what movie gets made, what doesn't get made. Because if, you know, of course that power also lies in the people as well, the ones who go and see these movies, but, you know, how entertainment outlets report on box office, how entertainment outlets report on movies themselves, whether that be reviews or, you know, analysis of different movies, I think they definitely have the potential to influence what gets made and what doesn't get made.
Yeah, no, I think that's a really good point. So we are almost out of time. So last question, how can our listeners, if they want to, get involved with Indie Daily?
Yeah, absolutely. We're always looking for volunteers. So that can either mean being a volunteer writer for all of our different sections. You can also be a volunteer photographer, volunteer illustrator. We always want more of those. So you can either go to our Twitter or our Instagram or Facebook. It'll be at NT Daily. You can send us a message there during one of those, on one of those social media channels, or you can send an email to either section editor for the one that you're interested in, or what I like to tell people, sometimes it's easier to literally find those people on social media and just send them a quick DM, and they'll be able to get you started, you know, right then and there. That's how I did it when I was an opinion editor, and, you know, I got a lot of people on staff just from, you know, people sending me Twitter DMs or something.
So we always do a question from our viewers at the end of our episodes. We usually have a nice fun bowl for you to draw from, but COVID. So yeah. I'm going to pick one.
Okay.
So Kate from Arlington wants to know what your favorite thing to report on and why.
Yeah, that's a great question. So my favorite thing to report on in terms of UNT and Denton is when they decide that a new building is being built. Recently, we've reported on new dining halls being built, new dorm rooms being built. So I really think that that's one of the most entertaining things to write about. I know it doesn't sound like it, but when somebody is reporting on that, whether that be me or somebody else, when they do that, it always comes out usually as a really impassioned, entertaining article. Just because, you know, we're students as well. We're writing these things for students. So not only will the students that read that be excited about it, but we're also going to be excited about it because we're students. So yeah. that really comes off as, really comes off in the reporting.
Time for one more. Okay. So I know New York Subhub is pretty new. How was reporting on that? Did you get to do anything with that?
Yeah, that's been a lot, actually, that we've touched on a lot recently, especially last year. I actually wrote an editorial or two about UNT's dismissal, essentially, of New York Subhub. Yeah, I wrote one editorial about how UNT doesn't care about small businesses.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Yeah. And New York Subhub was one of the major mentioned in that article. Their use of just kind of sidelining them, which is really unfortunate because, you know, as we all know, New York Subhub has been such a major part of UNT life. So yeah. I can't imagine campus life without it, but it doesn't seem that, you know, UNT feels the same way, unfortunately.
And did you publish the one about UNT not liking small businesses in NT Daily?
Yeah, that's when when I was the opinion editor, I was in charge of writing the editorials, and that was it 1 week. So, it is published on our website.
Mm-hmm. I like that they give you the ability to say controversial things about UNT. I like that freedom you have. I think that's awesome. Yeah. So, thank you so much for joining us through Zoom. Thank you for your patience with the internet connection and all that crazy stuff, but you know. Pandemic, so what are you going to do?
Right.
So where can our viewers find you on social media?
Yeah, so you can find me on Twitter at Spencer, and that's S-P-E-N-C-E-R underscore Kane, AIN. That's my Twitter. And you can also find me on Instagram under Spencer Kane _, and that's my username. And you can also find the daily, and you can find the daily and myself on Facebook under Spencer Kane and under North Texas Daily.
Awesome. So everyone, make sure you go follow Spencer and NT Daily. And if you aren't already following us, you should definitely be doing that. Our Instagram and Twitter is at UNT_podcast. You can go listen to all of our previous episodes right now on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And you can watch our show locally from Charter 192 and Frontier 46, or you can watch all of them at any time on NorthTexasTelevision.com. Thank you so much, everyone, for watching, and we will see you next time.